Amen. Good evening. Amen. It's nice to be here in the house of the Lord. Amen. By the way, church, my name is Jomari Morales. I'm a Filipino missionary student from Marietta Bible College in Ohio. I'm 29 years old. Amen. And, you know, church, I was born and raised in Nueva Ecija, Philippines. Bad habits are already parts of my lifestyle. I was 8 years old when I learned how to smoke cigarette. Then after I finished my elementary, I moved in high school, drinking alcohol, using marijuana, beat up someone. Then one day my parents hated me because they don't know how to correct my wrongdoings. But thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercies. Amen. I have uncle. His name is Ruben Morales. He is my enemy when I was young. But you know, church, when my uncle got saved, God used him to lead me to the Lord. April 22, 2011, when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And May 15, 2011, I followed the water of baptism. And year 2013, I entered into the Bible school in Fundamental Baptist College for Asians in Tarlac City, Philippines. Then after I finished my study there, I worked loyalty to my home church as a youth leader, as a youth pastor for almost 2 years. Then July 2019, God called me into the full-time ministry during pandemic. I was 25 years old that time. I was single that time. And it's really hard, amen, being a pastor as a young age. But thank the Lord, even I don't have talent, God used me in His ministry, amen. I love music, but music doesn't love me. And you know, church, as you can see the video presentation, I've been pastoring for almost 3 years in the Philippines. Rivers of Joy Baptist Mission in the land of Zambales. I was born and raised in Nueva Ecija, but God called me in Zambales as a pastor. Amen. And you know, church, in Zambales, they have 87% Catholicism, 37,000 population, and they have 4 different kinds of dialect: Tagalog, Ilocano, Zambal, and English. I know how to speak 3. I know how to speak Tagalog, Ilocano, and a little bit English. So if you do not understand my English, church, because of my accent, I am a Filipino. And to be honest, I learned how to speak English when I came here in your country. So just say amen, okay? If you do not understand my English. Or just act your head like this. And you know, church, as you can see the video presentation, we're renting house for more than 4 years. We pay $50 monthly for the house. And the same time, my wife and my son, they living in that house, and they have every Sunday morning services in that house, mission house. And we pay $50 monthly for electric bills and water bills. We pay $100 monthly. Amen. But thank God, even I am away, our ministry in the Philippines is still ongoing by the grace of God. Last July 30th, they celebrating 3rd year mission anniversary. Amen. Praise the Lord. And to be honest, church, right now I'm here in your blessed country to do my study and to do my deputation. I'm on my deputation right now, and I'm praying and looking churches or individuals or families to support me. Amen. And right now I have already 50% to my goal support. And please continue to pray for me. Pray for my family. Last April 1st, my family, my wife and my son, they have appointment in U.S. Embassy in the Philippines, trying to get visa, tourist visa, because I was inviting them to attending my graduation this coming May 19. But suddenly, they got denied. It is sad, but I know God has a great plan in our family. Amen. So church, right now, do you see the little boy doing action song? That is my son. I can't imagine. I left him just 3 months old and 17 days. 3 months old and 17 days when I left him. But this coming May 10, he turning 2 years old. I don't know if my son, he will recognize me when I'm going back home. But I know this is the will of God. That's why I'm here in your country. Amen. Sacrifice time to be with my family. Amen. Sacrifice for the ministry. I love ministry and I love family. Amen. So please pray for me and pray for my family. Pastor, thank you so much for giving me opportunity and privilege to present the ministry in the Philippines and be a blessing to share the word of God tonight. Amen. Amen, church. So right now, if you have a Bible, please open with me in the book of 2 Kings. In the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 6. I will read verse 1 down to verse 6. Promise church, I'm not going to preach very long tonight. Amen. Because my English is just for 10 minutes. Maybe after 10 minutes, my nose is bleeding. And some missionary said, blessed is the man who preached short, for ye shall invited me again, okay? 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 6, the Bible says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done what is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And in verse 6, and I will add unto thee 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Let us pray. Our most gracious God and Heavenly Father, Lord, tonight, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, for what you did in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. Lord, tonight, may you please bless each and everyone. Bless our mind. Bless our heart. Give understanding each other, O Lord. Lord, please, use me mightily. Give me wisdom and knowledge, Lord, to preach your word. Lord, tonight we need you. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The hard life of King Hezekiah. This is the topic of our message tonight. The hard life of King Hezekiah. I'm not going to preach tonight about money. I'm not going to preach tonight about doctrine. I'm going to preach tonight about encouragement. About the life of King Hezekiah. Church Hezekiah, he became a king of Judah at the age of 25 years old. At the age of 25 years old and reigned in Jerusalem for 29 years. He was a faithful and worshiper of true God. His mother's name was Abijah, and his father's name was Ahaz. He was a king of Judah too. Church, this passage, God will test Hezekiah's loyalty. God will test Hezekiah's faithfulness. God will test Hezekiah as a being a leader, as a being servant of God, especially as a being a king of Judah. I remember, church, when God called me into the full-time ministry, I was 25 years old. King Hezekiah was 25 years old. And you know, church, as a leader, as a pastor, as a deacon, as a young pastor, as a member, as a Christian, it's really hard. Amen? It's really hard. It's really hard being a leader. A lot of discouragement, a lot of problems, a lot of trials. You know, church, when God called me in that area in Zambales, I don't know how to start the ministry. I don't have anything. We borrow motor tricycle to my home church. We borrow chairs to use by his ministry. Amen? And you know, church, the capacity of motor tricycle is 5 person. But we can put 12 for the sake of the gas. But you know, church, I believe sometimes God will test our faithfulness, like King Hezekiah. Sometimes God will test our lives if we will continue to serve him, even if it is hard or easy when it comes in the ministry. Amen? When it comes in the ministry. Tonight, church, what are the things we can see in life of the King of Hezekiah? What are the things we can see in the life of King Hezekiah? Number one, the problem. The problem of King Hezekiah. What is the problem of Hezekiah, church? This is the problem of Hezekiah in verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. That is the problem of King Hezekiah, physical problem. And you know, church, as a leader, as a member, it's really hard to having physical problem, right? I love playing basketball, even I'm too short. We play basketball down in Marietta Bible College every night, together with my co-student. And I got injured, church. I got injured. Right foot. I can't walk properly. And it's really hard. More than 1 month. Amen. Church, have you ever been sick? Have you ever been sick and you didn't know how to get better? Have you ever been experienced that you are in sick to the point of death? Like King Hezekiah, church, I want to encourage you tonight about the life of King Hezekiah. Hezekiah's illness was not just a simple illness. It was going to kill him. That is the problem of King Hezekiah, physical problem. Amen? In verse 1, sick unto death, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Imagine, one day, the doctor said, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. What we are going to do? Amen? The life of King Hezekiah, the hard life of King Hezekiah, the problem of Hezekiah, physical problem. Not only physical problem, secondly, emotional problem. Emotional problem. You know, church, it's really hard to having emotional problem. Amen? We are going to visitation. We are going to knocking the door, truck distribution. But you have emotional problem, it's really hard. Amen? Like King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah, remember, he's not just a simple reader. He is not just a simple leader. He is a king. Amen? emotional problem. It's really hard to having emotional problem. February 27, 2022. Emotion affects about 280 million people worldwide, including 5% of adults. Imagine that, 280 million. And you know, church, emotion, if you are not going to overcome the emotional problem, emotion going to depression. And depression can destroy you. Depression can destroy me. Depression can destroy preachers. Depression can destroy pastors. Depression can destroy churches here in United States. Even in the Philippines, depression can destroy us. Amen? We need to overcome the emotional problem. Depression can destroy you. Depression can destroy me. That is the problem of King Hezekiah. Physical problem. An emotional problem. Amen. What are the things we can see in the life of King Hezekiah? Number one, the problem, physical problem, and emotional problem. And number two, the prayer. The prayer of King Hezekiah. The problem, the prayer. The prayer of King Hezekiah. Church, in verse 2, then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Remember, church, in verse 1, the Bible says, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. But King Hezekiah, when he received the problem, he received the trials, he received the emotional problem, King Hezekiah, turning his face to the wall, and said, King Hezekiah, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done what is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And Hezekiah wept sore. And Hezekiah wept sore. The prayer of King Hezekiah. Prayer of thanksgiving and prayer of humility. Church, I believe 100% when King Hezekiah turning his face to the wall, that is the sign of thanksgiving. That is the sign of humility. Amen. The prayer of King Hezekiah. Church, when was the last time we prayed? When was the last time we pray? When was the last time we pray, we begging God, we pray with humility? When was the last time we pray because of our unsaved loved ones? When was the last time we begging God because of our parents, because of our loved ones? Just remember, that is sure. Hell is real. Amen. Pray for our unsaved loved ones. Do something from God. Amen. Prayer of humility. And prayer of thanksgiving. The prayer of King Hezekiah. You know, church, I believe that time when King Hezekiah receiving the trials and problems, King Hezekiah was down, was discouraged. Amen. Church, remember, when we are down, when we are discouraged, a lot of problems, a lot of trials in our lives, don't quit. Amen. Don't quit. Quitting is not the answer in our problems. Pray, amen. When you have a big problem, when we have a big problem, remember we have a big God. We have a big God. The prayer of King Hezekiah. Prayer can change everything. Prayer can change every situation. Amen. My grandparents, they had 9 children. They have 24 grandchildren and they have 4 great-grandchildren. I am the oldest grandson. I am the first grandson. I am the favorite because I am the first grandson. Year 2004, my grandfather died due to heart attack. I was grade 2 in elementary that time. We cry, we sad. Then after 4 years, year 2008, my grandmother got breast cancer. Got breast cancer. And the doctor, she living for 8 months. She living for 8 months. My grandmother, she's not famous, She didn't finish elementary and high school, but she is a prayer warrior. She is a prayer warrior. She prayed for me. She prayed for my parents. She prayed name by name in our family. But you know, church, because of the prayer, my grandmother is still alive until now. God can change the situation of my grandmother. Even King Hezekiah. God can change the situation of King Hezekiah. Amen. I don't know what is our situation tonight. Maybe we have a lot of problems, a lot of trials. But you know, church, I want to encourage you. Don't quit. Don't stop. Amen. Keep moving. Keep going. Amen. Pray. Pray. And God can change your situation. Amen. In verse 4, and it came to pass afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, when King Hezekiah prayed, the Bible says, I have heard thy prayers. Amen. When King Hezekiah cried, the Bible says, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Amen. What a blessing, church. God can change the situation of King Hezekiah. The prayer of King Hezekiah. And you know, church, when we pray, God is always here in our prayers. Amen. When we pray, when we cry, God is always seen in our tears. Amen. The prayer of King Hezekiah. Prayer of thanksgiving and prayer of humility. What are the things we can see in the life of King Hezekiah? Number one, the problem, physical problem and emotional problem. Number two, the prayer of humility and prayer of thanksgiving. And last, the price of King Hezekiah. What is the price of King Hezekiah? Have you ever been experienced to receiving price, church, coming from our parents, coming from our loved ones, coming from our pastors, deacons, something like that? And I believe when we receive price, we're happy and we're thankful, right? But King Hezekiah, church, King Hezekiah, he received price. Amen? He received price. What the price of King Hezekiah? In verse 6, God will add 15 years more in his life. Amen? What a blessing, church. God will add 15 years more in his life, and God will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and God will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Amen. That is the price of King Hezekiah. But you know, church, one of the most gifts that I had is not about material things. It's not about my car. I have car. 263 mileage. In the Philippines, I don't have car. The greatest gift that I had is everlasting life. Amen. Coming from Jesus Christ. Amen. The price of King Hezekiah. The problem, the prayer, and the price. I want to encourage you tonight. Church, when you have a problem, don't quit. Don't quit. Pray. Amen. Pray like King Hezekiah. He prayed and he cried. God is always here in our prayers. And God always seen in our tears. Then after that, there is a price. Amen. Maybe our price to God is to save our unsaved loved ones. Not today, not next week, not next month, not next year, but maybe someday. Amen. And maybe our price to God is to use us for a long, long time in His ministry, like King Hezekiah. Amen. The problem, the prayer, and the price. Thank you so much, church. And please continue to pray for my family and for my deputation. Thank you so much, Pastor. And God bless us all.